welcome to Cupion Paris. I am Ronnie Franchi. I'll be hosting the ISC podcast from here live today. We've got a few interesting guests coming over. We're at the Envisior booth. We're cooking with open tofu today for the occasion. It's going to be a great live occasion. We're looking to meet all our fabulous guests. Stay tuned. A lot of great people coming up today. I have Abdel here from Google.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
How do you like the conference so far?
It's massive. I actually had to grab a map to find the booth, to find your spot. This is way bigger than even Amsterdam, last year.
I love it. I want to come visit Paris, I guess.
Yeah, it's actually interesting because every year when there is a KubeCon, there is always like reports that come after. And every year, it has been consistent that more than 50% of the people are newcomers.
Right.
So every year, half of the people is the first time to KubeCon. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
It's massive. Paris, I love Paris. It's a cool city. My partner is from here. And I come here very often.
It
started a little bit very, very harsh for me because I just jumped into the booth. And then everybody was coming, like, looking for swag and, now things are calmed down.
We'll scroll.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be cool.
Yes, we've hemmed it here. But we're happy to see all this wonderful audience over here. And I have Yup here from TLA Tech. How are you, Yup?
I'm good.
Good to see you. Good to have you here. So how's the ambience so far? It's crazy, right?
Jeez, I have never seen a KubeCon this busy.
Oh, yeah.
Super happy. Like I was saying, there is not a single meter I can walk without bumping into a friend, and I just enjoy that absolutely.
End users, other developers, plus quite a few people that I meet occasionally at other conferences that are speakers. They've all come by to say hi. Yeah, it's a great place to reconnect.
Cool. It's very nice. I mean, so many people interested in cloud native technology, so that's super nice. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's also our my second time personally, so it's quite nice to see people are gathering together after the pandemic and all these things. So it's really nice to see you.
Yeah. Well, I see the biggest thing about coming to this event, KubeCon in specific, as opposed to other types of industry events, right, is that you're going to hit that sweet spot of actual developers, actual practitioners, actual engineers like me, like you, who are out there in the trenches deploying infrastructure, right? But you're going to get that intersection with the product people. You're going to get the intersection with the sales people. You're going to get the intersection. I know we don't want to talk about sales, but the reality is you get a nice cross section. And so if you're really looking for getting a pulse on what's happening in our industry, technologically, from a product perspective, from a pricing perspective, from a career perspective, right? This is the sort of place that you got to figure out a way to be at. And I mean, it doesn't get much better than this.
Any take on infrastructure as code that you maybe want to share with us today?
Oh, infrastructure as code. Yeah, I have a very memorable horror story of not kind of infrastructure as code.
That's good.
There was a period of time when I had first joined a DevOps team. I didn't really know what DevOps was all about. And so we had to learn from trial and error. And the experience was that our whole deployment system was not very automated and it was very manual. And I learned quickly that the scripts for deployment were on individual machines.
Oh, yes.
And you didn't know what version anything was. Exactly. Sure on, what the latest one we were supposed to use was, or when we had a problem, we weren't able to roll back very well.
Wow.
So that is when we implemented infrastructure.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And JFrog also manages all kinds of packages in their Artifactory platform,
yes,
I know.
Absolutely.
And they also have a package manager for Terraform modules and providers. And I hear OpenTofu is coming soon too. So that's going to be very, very cool to see. Any guesses of what we're about to see on the upcoming year with infrastructure as code or cloud native space? Any thoughts on something you're very excited about seeing this year?
So how this KubeCon has been about, I guess there will be a lot of integrations with generative AI, right?
Right.
And people are already they just mentioned I want to deploy this. And people are generating YAML files out of that or infrastructure code out of that. So I really look forward to how that shapes up and what's the goal there.
Amazing.
I'm not going to say AI.
All right.
Let's not talk about AI anymore.
Yes.
No.
But.
So what I do see, so I have a technical background. I come from the VMware world. Yep. Like I'm a data center engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see is we're reaching a point where we're reaching parity with that world, with that ecosystem, We have mature vendors, mature solutions that cover everything you need to just run production on Kubernetes. And I think that is something that is undervalued this week, that I think definitely is the thing.
Well, everything is changing rapidly always. So it's not just IAC, right? Address the elephant in the room, right? Let's get straight to it, right? OpenTofu, Terraform, HashiCorp, fishing for a buyer. That's huge in the world of IAC, right? But then we've also got Pulumi. Pulumi had some ups and some downs, and they're having some ups again, right? And so that's exactly right over here, right? Shout out. So that's really interesting. I think what is really, really compelling right now when we talk about infrastructure as code is that we're actually talking about the evolution of code. It's not so much that the infrastructure is being expressed as code. That's a solved problem. We figured that out. It's that what we think about as code is changing, how we code, right? What we code, what we can control with the code, where that code is coming from, its generation is changing. And all of that's going to have an impact mechanically on IAC.
There is multiple tools that are trying to achieve the same thing.
Yes.
Doing them a different way. And everybody seems to have opinions because that's how the tech sector is.
Yes.
So I'm coming from the old school infrastructure time. So I'm a Bash, Ansible dude, you know.
Yes.
Data center, servers, all this, exactly. I never really caught up with infrastructure as code in the form of Terraform, personally. I never really liked the configuration language. I always found it very confusing. I always found the whole concept of modules very confusing. Whenever I had to write any Terraform code, I don't use any of the best practices. How do you write reusable code? I write all the code as one single file.
It can be challenging.
Yeah.
It can be challenging.
So I think it's like a whole mindset that you have to have. That if you're coming from a procedural programming language like I am, it's very hard to actually understand how a configuration programming language.
Yeah.
Having said that, I am not a big fan of YAML neither. So like, I think it's all configuration languages combined, right?
Well, I think Pulumi has a different take, and there's also CDK from Terraform and also from AWS, which kind of spun it around.
I like the idea of wrapping infrastructure as code in a programming language that you can understand and debug and test. So that's actually a good thing that Pulumi does. Yeah. And then I looked a little bit into Crossgrain. Their Kubernetes resource model driven approach is very interesting.
Pretty cool, right?
It's pretty cool. I think that's like, it's all tools trying to achieve the same thing. If I have to choose today, I would probably go down the KRM route.
Yeah.
It's just like the idea of like, I describe my database as a YAML file, even if I don't yet YAML, but it's kind of like, it's kind of like the least confusion of all the options in my head.
Yeah, there are so many options. I think this is why we kind of also kind of, and to try not to pick, right? To try to kind of get behind whatever's interesting, whatever the community wants. Because I think everybody has their own style too. There's a matter for preference there.
Yeah.
I would say that what we like about OpenTofu, obviously the most, the fact that it's owned by a foundation nowadays.
Yeah.
Right? So that's pretty much, I think, the only one, or the ones we mentioned that have a foundation behind it and not a commercial company. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And if you're coming from Google, so you know our big donation of Kubernetes,
of course,
from Google, right?
Yeah.
So it's very, very cool to see that coming into the Linux Foundation, the CNCF coming soon.
Yes.
So many options, right? So for Kubernetes native stuff, like Kubernetes resources, we use customized Helm and Flux.
Yeah.
So that's basically our CD. And then when it comes to the configuration, that is why it's based on telco standards.
Cool.
So there it's getting a bit more complex. There we are also trying to do GitOps as much as possible. It's based on Ansible currently. Ansible templates, Ansible playbooks.
Good choice.
Yeah.
And so any kind of talks that you guys are looking forward to see? Anything you saw interesting on the agenda you're looking forward for today or tomorrow?
So there are certain talks about GitOps, about configuration management that are certainly interesting for us because it's an issue for us or a big question how to handle huge amounts of configurations, how to abstract things, and that's definitely top.
Yeah, it sounds like a common theme. We see that all the time. How do you find everything so far? How was you? Were you here yesterday for the Colloquy event on OpenTofu Day?
Yeah, I was here, and so far so good. I'm just returning from my panelist talk. It was on sustainability. I talked about tools like Kepler and KubeCrane. And I'm from Kube Simplify. We create content for community. It is for free. We do webinars, and we do have our sponsorship plans as well. And we do collaborations.
Amazing, amazing. Go ahead and join the community now if you haven't done so far. Sam, why don't you tell me a little bit about what Sibo does?
Yeah, so I'm working as a field CTO at Sibo. Sibo is a cloud-native service provider. We are trying to fix the broken cloud. We have our managed offerings on Kubernetes, machine learning, GPUs, Kubeflow, and all these offerings which are there as an infra layer. And we are also partnering, again, tying to the sustainability angle. We are partnering with Deep Green that reuses the heat, server heat, to heat up the swimming pools. So that's how cool stuff it is. And we are like always exploring new stuff, WebAssembly, machine learning, models, easing out stuff, and everything.
Sounds amazing. And are you guys, what kind of infrastructure as code do you guys use? Do you use Terraform, OpenTofu, any of those?
Yeah, so we use Terraform, and Sibo has a Terraform provider as well. So you can easily spin up the clusters or infrastructure, whatever you can, using Terraform.
Perfect. So just so you know, probably the Sibo provider, much like everything else, is also available for OpenTofu now. Whatever thoughts do you guys have on what's going on with infrastructure as code right now, the Terraform, with OpenTofu, and the licensing change? What's your thought there?
I think license change game is always hard. So it was not a good impact on the community. It's a business thing, as they have claimed. But I'm glad that companies like ENV and the others have come together to form something open for the community. And OpenTofu is doing well. The features that people were not able to get into Terraform, being it usually by a single vendor-backed organization.
Yeah.
This becomes more neutral, and you can add more features. You get to ship to production faster. So I think it's a great deal that OpenTofu has come up.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's all we want to do, right? At the end of the day, we kind of want you to keep in at the company, at the community's hands, essentially be able to kind of transition it over to CNCF and the Linux Foundation. We're so grateful for having them as a partner and actually own that. I think it's going to be amazing for the community to finally have that owned, not by us, not by Spacelift, not by anyone else, not by Hashi, simply by the community and CNCF, and such a great community. Any talks for today, tomorrow, you guys are really looking forward to?
Yeah, so there is one AI talk by Jankira, so he'll be demonstrating a good tool and overview on AI, so we can attend that. It'll be fun.
Amazing. Sounds like good fun.
So I have two talks tomorrow. One is the Sibo and the Deep Green story that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
So one is the case study. Another one is debugging distroless containers using Slim Toolkit with Kyle Quest from Slim AI. So that would be interesting. And also, speaking about OpenTofu, maybe Cube Simplify can do a course sometime in the future on OpenTofu. And we can invite some of the ENV folks from there.
We'd love to. We'd love to join you, us at NF0. Any kind of talk on the agenda that you guys have had in Red Hat or are looking to hear or see?
Yeah, there's so much. Coming into the show, the three main things I was looking at. Number one, you know, of course, it's all the AI.
It's funny.
I had a buddy of mine gave me a sticker that I put on my laptop, and it says, "Now with AI, everything. Now with AI, everywhere."
That's a good one.
It has to do. So that it's been good. I did enjoy some of it. I have some critiques. I'll be happy to have hallway conversations about where we are, the maturity level. But we're going from last year, where a lot of everybody tinkered, to this year, more productivity. Second thing, platform engineering. The hottest buzz. Last year in Amsterdam, it grew.
That's us right here. Yeah.
We're there. Platform engineering day, backstage con. Lots of people wearing the shirts. Really good. We have a strong presence with it, and really good to help our customers. I mean, really, the next generation of like some of the areas where DevOps didn't deliver everything we wanted.
Yes.
Now maybe the platform team and the developer team will actually be a little bit closer, make those golden paths, have more adoption, more usage.
Well, after us next.
I'm super excited about that, and it's been something that customers are really, I mean, we saw it was the top contribution from, you know, companies.
Yep.
Was backstage this year, so that's awesome. And the third one is interesting, if you caught in the keynote this morning, talking about the virtualization environment. So Goldman Sachs up on stage, talking about what they're doing with KubeVirt. It's interesting, you know, AI, people have been carving off budgets for. We want to make sure virtualization isn't a drain on my budgets. So that was kind of the three big things. coming into it, and it's played off. AI and platform engineering, much more of the conversation here. But yeah, it's, as we know, this ecosystem is so diverse, and there's always new projects, new companies, new ideas to talk about.
Yeah, and you can see, I mean, the schedule is fully packed, the floor is fully packed, everything's buzzing here in Paris, and it's just a great atmosphere.
What have you talked about so far? So currently, people are just speaking about AI. Lot of AI in KubeCon today.
Yeah.
In the keynote as well, lot of AI mentions. I work at Aquinox, so we are a cloud security solutions company. We have a product. We had a CNCF project called CubeArmor. So do check it out. It's a CNCF sandbox project, and we help you enforce runtime security.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. That's great. Do you guys use any kind of infrastructure as part yourself? What do you use to deploy your environment?
Yeah. So. We do use Terraform, essentially KubeArmor is a product which runs on client machines, right? So we have all sorts of integrations. We have Terraform, Kluges, we have any YAML standard YAML files, Helm charts, all the forms of it.
Everything, exactly.
Everything. We need to have all the integrations.
Yeah, so it's kind of the world today, right? So everything is not only limited to Terraform, but any kind of infrastructure is kind of combined, right? Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of where everybody is out. It's what we're hearing. That's good. Any kind of specific talk you're looking to hear this day?
So there's a talk by Whitney. It's the final episode of You Choose. So they have this concept called the audience chooses what project they should be integrating with in their demo. And KubeArmor is one of the projects they are pitching as well. So I'm really excited for that. I was in their podcast, pitched KubeArmor there, but this is live now. So I'm going to be there. It's at, I guess, today, 5:30, so.
Cool, very excited. So as you use Terraform, I just got to ask, how do you feel about OpenTofu and the fork and everything that's going on with that?
Yeah, so, I mean, we believe things should be vendor neutral. And OpenTofu is a step in the right direction with whatever happened with Terraform. KubeArmor, our core project, our USP is a CNCF. We donated it to CNCF just so that our core secret sauce remains vendor neutral, so people do not have. So we do believe in vendor neutralism, and OpenTofu definitely is in that.
Amazing. That's exactly the thought process that got behind OpenTofu, as we and other platform like taco providers, collaborators, open source collaborators, kind of got behind pushing it towards CNCF. That's exactly what we had in mind. So it's very good to hear from previous cases where it worked so well for the community and everyone.
Yeah, so I got sort of two big things in mind, stuff that I'm looking for. One is really all around authentication and authorization, because that's a hard problem. It continues to be a hard problem. And depending on like what kind of cryptographic rabbit hole you want to drop yourself down, it will always be a hard problem. Right, so that is super, super cool. And the second thing is my bread and butter, my background as an old school sysadmin is just straight up infrastructure, right? I want to hear about how is stuff getting deployed, how are we managing things? Yeah, before it was cool. Exactly.
Yeah, there are a couple of talks about the Gateway API, which I'm looking forward to go see. And I'm going to be hanging out in the booth. I honestly come to KubeCon just to meet with people.
Yeah.
I think the networking aspects of it, we're talking. I just did a podcast with the Intel folks. The networking aspect of it is the most interesting aspect. The talks are going to be recorded on YouTube so I can watch them later. But of course, there are a couple of talks I'm going to go see.
Yes. All right, Amit, so cool for having you here. Thanks everyone for joining. Have a great rest of the conference.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
Thank you. Hey, my pleasure.